This is the GSD Podcast, and this is your host, Jeff Kushmerick.
So I've got Jay and Nathan with me. So interesting thing, Jay's been on the podcast, but we've got some topics that we wanted to go over. A lot of people think about Jay as community, but I don't even think community when I think Jay Nathan. I think like consigliere.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh yeah, like I've got a question. I want to talk to Jay about this. Right.
Well, I talk to a lot of people. I get a lot of perspectives. I don't always know what the right answer is, but I always have ideas.
You sound good saying it.
Well, thank you.
So, not saying you hang on all of my posts and every words, but something came up on a reaction. So I wrote this thing about, I can't remember what it was about. It was a video about, I had posted a thing over the weekend. I know two people looking for VPs, and I kept getting all these people like, oh, tell them, here's my profile. Tell them I'm very empathetic and customer centric. And I'm like, and you know, like Jay and I talked offline about my thoughts on that. So that's fine. Got a comment on there that I literally wanted to just chat about with you today because you wrote a little bit about it over the weekend. And so basically somebody said, my post just basically said, I'm turning every CSMs into account management. And I'm like, actually, don't have a problem with that. Because I think one time we were chatting and you were like, what would you call customer success if you had to rename it? And I was like, account management, like what most of the world calls it.
Yeah.
But I know I don't have that right. So I figured we should chat about that. You know, we talked before about the advent of telemetry, getting data, and now being able to kind of, you know, differentiate between account management, but that's where my very thin line on this kind of draws out there. So,
yeah. I think a little bit about, okay, if you're a people leader, if you're a manager or an executive, is it your responsibility to drive loyalty in your team and make your team successful? Or is there somebody else whose job that is as a leader?
I would think that is you as a leader is that, right?
Okay.
If I understood the question correctly.
I'm glad we agree on that. Yes, you did understand the question correctly. My point is we've all got day jobs, right? And our day jobs in a company are usually involved with moving the business forward in some way, right? Now, we do that in different ways, right? As a manager, I spend time doing all sorts of things through the business board, keeping the team together, recruiting,
yep,
helping customers, giving feedback into the product team, working closely with our, you know, leaders in our sales team to make sure we're selling the right customers and selling the right way. So it's not unheard of to have multiple different things to be responsible for, especially as you rise through the ranks of a company and into management, into,
yep,
leadership, eventually into executive leadership. I don't think that there's anything wrong with saying, look, first of all, let me back up. My post this weekend on my newsletter, customersuccess.io, talked about having different metrics, right? We often conflate renewal rates, retention, advocacy,
LTV, with
LTV, yeah, with customer success. But if you really strip all that away and say, okay, like what is customer success? It's a result that the customer gets, and there's a way to measure that. Okay, you may use proxy measures, usage in the application, or outcomes that you can see in the data, like you just referenced, so you can see the telemetry.
Yep.
There's some proxy metric there for what does success look like for the customer. If you don't have that, then there's another way to do it, which is you have a conversation with the customer.
Yeah, back in the old days, which is what I used to have to do, which is like, hey, how's it going with our product? What have you seen? Right.
I mean, that is, it's tougher. It doesn't scale as well because you can't react at scale. You don't know. You have to talk to everybody to figure out if they're in good shape or not. But I digress, right? So the point is, if we're measuring customer success, we're measuring metrics that are specific to the outcomes that the customer is looking. We're measuring customer results independently of all that other stuff. Now, we have to believe that if the customer results are positive, it's going to positively impact renewal rate, retention rate, our expansion rates, advocacy, all those things that we tend to measure our CSMs by. But the CSMs really have a little tiny bit of control over that in the big scheme of things. Look at how many businesses that we sell to, that all companies sell to in this market, that are contracting right now, or that are cutting costs and tightening and consolidating their tech stack. CSM doesn't have any control over that, right? But the whole company does. How we construct the offerings, how we take them to market, how we ensure that the product is keeping up, and not just keeping up, but innovating to help the customer hit their customer success metrics. Our renewal metrics follow, right? So I guess my only point in bringing up the employee thing is, like, yeah, you have to think in two different ways about multiple goals. Now, you probably can't have five or six different goal metrics. You probably only have two, maybe three, right? But I, as an executive, it's my responsibility to maintain an engaged and healthy team. And I also have to deliver business outcomes, and I also have to make my customers successful.
Yep.
So I say all that to say, why not? Why do we add a new role into the mix when we could take, we have a lot of people that are assigned to these accounts and working with our customers already. Let's just instill the right behaviors and activities into their work and make it part of their function to drive those customer outcomes. That works in different ways for different companies. Some companies may need a dedicated success manager. I'm not saying do away with success managers.
Mm-hmm.
But the model and the way that's set up is going to be very specific to your business. And there's probably a handful of different macro models to choose from when you're trying to figure that out.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I had a similar type of response where a friend of ours posted something about, like, oh, we have to do away from white glove service. And I'm like, well, not all the time, right? If I'm a customer, if I'm a company that sells mostly 100K ARR contracts, and then suddenly somebody comes in at 2.1 million, like, I'm flying down there, I'm bringing a tray of food, I'm walking everybody, you know, the routine. Like, they are white glove to death. They're right, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, that size of, we have some of those larger accounts at HireLogic, and they have teams, right? I mean, they're big enough to where they have teams assigned to them, and that's part of the service model.
Yeah.
But even with 100K deals, right, you're going to have probably somebody that's more dedicated, more allocated to them than other accounts, right? Because you've got it's a little higher touch. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't put scaled programs in place, enablement, training, best practices, like we always talk about through community. I could go about that for, you know, hours, but you put those programs in place as well, because the customer needs to feel more than just the CSM, especially the bigger they need to feel like they're being supported by the entire business, not just one person.
So let's do this, right? You used to have a consulting company, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine you were still in that role. You go in and you're looking at a company, right? and you realize they have an account management team, right? And you go into it and you say, are you doing QBRs? Are you doing this and that and everything? And they're like, no, we're not doing that. We've got a pretty good renewal rate though. We could do a little bit more of that. You're right. But then you find out, like, yeah, they're having conversations with the customer, but maybe they're more like the steak dinner type of variety and things like that, right? But they have a function there. It's called account management. You got a team. Would you then say we need to go create a new function? Or would you say, let's train these account managers on the best practices of CS?
The first thing I would do before trying to make that decision is I would go figure out what data that I had on the health of those customers from a customer success standpoint.
Got it. Yep.
I'd look at their customer their outcomes, right? Those proxy measures that we talked about. I'd look at their renewal rates. I'd segment the customer base and look at different bands of customers.
Yep.
We have hotspots and retention. Do we think we can do something about those things? And then I would design programs specific to mitigating those issues and driving the customer success up.
Yes.
Then figure out how to staff those programs that staffing solution might include a dedicated role. It might include a scaled role.
Yep.
It might include a CSM role. So I would never come in and make that decision black and white. That's just not how it is.
Yeah.
You got to do the work to figure it out. And people who come in and blindly, like you mentioned QBRs, well, okay, great. So we get run a QBR with all these companies that are our customers out of the account management team. What does it accomplish? What are you trying to accomplish with the QBR? That's a program.
Right.
It's just a very expensive program.
Yeah.
And one day your account manager's then going to be, it's going to put load on them. They're going to be sweating it. They're not going to be selling. If you want them to sell, they're not going to be selling. They're going to be doing that. So what do you want to accomplish with QBRs?
Yeah.
Maybe a very critical program to have in your CS practice.
Yeah.
But until you do the work to understand why you're doing that, then I would not install that.
Yeah.
That's the problem with what's happening now, is that people are just blindly going out and say, well, we have to create a CSM team. We have to do QBRs. Well, why?
Right.
Figure out what your problem is first and then solve it.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm in a similar, one of my customers in a similar thing. Like, I don't necessarily think they need QBRs for a certain level, but then we get into that white glove thing that we're talking about. Yeah. Top of the triangle probably needs QBRs. Not in the format that we all like to write about why they're bad, but yeah, absolutely. Great. Jay, appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's always fun. Right.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We'll do some more. Let me wrap up here and let me hit pause for 1 second and we'll till the next time.